I was recruited at a very young age from Mar-a-Lago and entrapped in a world that I didn't understand. And I've been fighting that very world until this day. And I won't stop fighting. I will never be silenced until these people are brought to justice. That was 2019 outside a New York court. Virginia Roberts Dufresne was speaking after convicted sex attacker and trafficker Jeffrey Epstein had died. Her voice is now being heard from beyond the grave. She has not been silenced. Her book, Nobody's Girl, was finished last October, around 6 months before she took her own life at the age of 41. It's published today. But so many of her abusers have still not faced justice. She accused Britain's Prince Andrew of rape. He has denied that. He told the BBC he never met her. In 2022, he paid her £12 million to settle a court case. We're joined now by Emma Brox, who is writer at The Guardian newspaper and who has reviewed this book. Emma, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Is this Virginia Roberts' story in her own words? She's telling us what it was like to be her.
That's exactly right. I think it's a book that's designed to humanise her after the sort of flattening effect of being a victim. We've seen her in depositions. We've seen her interviewed on the steps of the courtroom, as you mentioned, but we haven't really gotten to know her as a 3D human being. And that's what this book is designed to do. And it does it very successfully.
And she had a life of abuse, allegedly started within her family as a young girl. And that prepares the ground, really, for what happens later, a lifetime of abuse after she ran away.
Yeah, that's right. I think what's excellent and useful about this book is that she tries to explain to people who are sceptical about how someone can be trafficked when they're not literally chained to a bedpost. Why didn't she walk away is something that people said in the early stages of this story. And this book excavates how grooming works, how abusers are able to spot vulnerable girls who've been abused, in Dufresne's case, since she was 6 years old, and how they are able to exploit their vulnerability and effectively keep them captive without chaining them up.
And when she went to work in Mar-a-Lago, it started off as a positive experience. She was enjoying the work and she encountered Donald Trump, who she speaks very well of in the book, and he encouraged her to get extra work by babysitting for various people. But it is in that situation where she came first into contact with Ghislaine Maxwell.
That's right. I mean, Donald Trump makes a very glancing appearance in this book. She meets him once and he doesn't make any negative impression on her. Yes, she saw the job at Mar-a-Lago as a locker room attendant as a very positive thing in what had to that point been an extremely violent and troubled life. So she saw this as a new beginning, which is what is part of how heartbreaking the story is. Ghislaine Maxwell spotted her there, invited her to come to Epstein's house to, quote unquote, be interviewed for a possible role as a masseuse, even though she had no training as a masseuse. She was a 16-year-old girl at the time. And on that first visit to Epstein's house, he raped her, and Ghislaine was involved in that assault, and it went on from there.
And Maxwell is the only person to have been brought to justice in this whole thing. And she is often portrayed as Epstein's girlfriend. But Virginia Roberts in this book is very clear. She calls them two wicked halves of the same whole. Ghislaine Maxwell had an invaluable role in creating this web of abuse.
Yeah, I mean, a baffling part of this story is what was in it for Ghislaine. I mean, I suppose money, a sense of importance, but she was crucial in winning the girls' confidence because she was a woman. And I think they felt put in a safer position than if they'd been recruited by a male groomer. And not only was she a groomer, but according to Dufresne, she was a participant in the abuse, a violent one at that, and absolutely part of the sex trafficking scene that Epstein was at the top of.
It must be a harrowing read of abuse, of power, of corruption. What impact will it have politically in the United States, Emma?
I don't know. I mean, I think the fact that Donald Trump isn't a major player in the book means that it won't get the vastness of attention it otherwise would have. But it is playing big over there. I think Dufresne doesn't make any substantive new claims against new offenders, but there is a breadcrumb trail through the book which hints at very, very powerful men on the so-called Epstein list who abused her, which I think will be looked into and may have consequences.
She doesn't name the person that she speaks specifically of.
She doesn't. There's one very violent encounter she has where she was almost choked unconscious by someone who she refers to as a politician and a minister. And she says in the book that this person is simply too powerful and dangerous to name. And I think journalists in the US will probably be following up on that.
And in relation to Ghislaine Maxwell, who is in prison, she was moved to a lower security prison recently for whatever reason. Will it make it harder for Donald Trump to give her a pardon?
I certainly hope so. She comes out of the book looking even more atrocious than we might have imagined her already to have been. You know, not, as I said, not just a groomer, but, you know, a sexual assailant in this case. And I think Trump is savvy enough not to throw her a lifeline at this point.
Emma, thank you very much indeed. Emma Brox, who has reviewed the book for The Guardian. The book is Nobody's Girl, written by Virginia Roberts Dufresne, finished before she took her own life at the age of 41 earlier this year. It's 7:45.